Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. Still reading about Paul's emails about the unearthly child four-parter. So an unearthly child and many others. Sorry about all the noise. Someone's scratching around upstairs, I think. Or in the bin. I live next to the bin chute. The pillow fort theory dome is not as fun as the regular theory dome. Anyway, Paul was saying that he said one of the cons for the second episode, the Cave of Skulls, was playing pass the parcel with a woman, with poor her, whose dad wanted her to marry, well, not even marry, he's just like passing her off to whoever the leader was, whether it was Cal or Zar, and they were having a fight over her. Or they were just having like weird power struggle. I wasn't sure what was going on with that. Like whoever has fire is the boss, whoever gets the most animals is it's weird. But yeah, and then Paul said, you know, well, prearranged marriages still exist. And I don't know if you've seen the Indian Matchmaker show on Netflix, but it is wonderful. If you like a cheesy dating reality show, basically it's this woman, she's a matchmaker, Seema from Mumbai, and she never sounds happy. Like she turns up, she goes, "Hi, I'm Seema from Mumbai." So she basically has a whole bunch of people on her books and families entrust her to find matches for their, you know, sons and daughters. And usually it's big wealthy families in India trying to form alliances basically through their children. But the kids are like pretty much given a lot of agency in whether they say yes or no. It's just more, you know, instead of swiping on Tinder, it's Seema turning up with a handful of A4 pages going, do you like this one or this one? Which one do you want? One of my favorite parts of the show is when she'll sit down with someone, because she does a bunch of American, you know, kind of people, American men and women who are looking for love. And she... she'll turn up and there'll be like a girl who'll be like, so what I'm looking for is someone who's strong. He's, you know, got a great job, perhaps, you know, artistic, but I don't want his job to be artistic. Like, you know, and she'll just go on and on. Like, I want him to have nice eyes, long hair, big muscle, like all of this stuff. And Seema will just be nodding along like, you're going to have to settle for like maybe 20% of that. Like nobody exists that has all of these things. It just, that's not a real person. And I'm like, oh, this is the best advice I've ever heard. Cause like, it's one of those things. Like when you're like dating, you're just constantly going, oh, I don't want this and I don't want that. And you like, you can't make something out of a negative. Like if you have a whole bunch of things you don't like about someone, then you're never going to find anyone who fulfills your criteria because you'll always find something negative. And equally, if you have too many positives, it's like, I want this and this and this and this and this. No one can ever live up to that. So, yeah, it's a fun show. Barely anyone gets married, though. Like, it's just a lot of people going on very unfulfilling dates with people they probably should never have even met in the first place. It's amazing. But Paul goes on about the Cave of Skulls, not Indian matchmaker. Hi, I'm Seema from Mumbai. Paul says, a nice follow-up to the pilot, not heaps with the Doctor and co. For a moment there, I had to think which one was Cal and which one was Zar. I know, they both have terrible hair and terrible beards. You know, you can be forgiven for getting them confused. The only way you would really know them apart was which one made better coffee at the coffee shop. Paul loved the old lady in the back throwing down her words of wisdom. I don't know that they were words of wisdom. I feel like she's done her own research. Underneath all the Doctor and Ian banter is an outline of how this show is tackling time travel, which is well written. The Skull Cave reminded me of Dorian's resting place in the Wedding of River Song. Yeah, I'm wondering how, like, do you think, like, Stephen Moffat, as the 50th anniversary came up, just watched these four episodes and went, yeah, I'll just pepper that through for the next 4 years. Onto the Forest of Fear. Paul's pros are the Doctor and Ian constantly arguing is great. Ian doesn't take a step back in voicing his opinion. Yeah, he's great. The atmosphere is solid. The forest believable. The Doctor expressing in a few sentences the position they're in is a trait carried on throughout the show. Yeah, the Doctor's just summing up. It's like, okay, this is what's happening. In case you just tuned in. The gall of Susan to put the Doctor in his place, another trait that has remained. And the crew find the TARDIS through the trees but are taken aback when Cal's underlings rise up into focus. Sorry. Very nice cliffhanger. Yeah, I loved that one too. The cons, the Cave of Skulls was just a cave with skulls. Would have loved a skull cave hobo. Yeah, it's kind of like, who else has been trapped in there? Or does everyone just get their head caved in at some point when they're in the Cave of Skulls? Or if it was like the Phantom Skull Cave in the Phantom comics, which is the shape of a skull. Barbara overreacted a little too much in finding the wild boar. Yeah, and she doesn't do that much from now on. That becomes Susan's thing. Like, Susan becomes the one who overreacts to scary things. Ian and Susan get a bit too close for teacher and student. Yes, you would be right. That is probably a bit too close. And his summary is that fear makes companions of us all. You can really see the aging of William Hartnell. Even with the Doctor's reluctance to engage, there's a strong bond between Barbara, Ian, and Susan. My mum enjoyed seeing Barbara's outfit. Oh, Barbara wears the best outfits. I mean, John Richards, who I did Outland with, did a great Doctor Who podcast for, I think, the 50th anniversary, so it's a bit old now, called Splendid Chaps with Ben McKenzie and Petra Elliott and a bunch of other people. I was on an episode. And John used to talk about the Barbrigan, which is Barbara's cardigan. So yeah, the Barbrigan is delightful. Like, Barbara just is amazing. I love her so much. Weird that you talk about the aging of William Hartnell, given that he's the same age as Peter Capaldi, which is bizarre because Peter Capaldi was so kind of, you know, active and incendiary and physical, and William Hartnell looks like, nah, I'm not going over there. I mean, I've been feeling it myself, the age thing, given that, you know, I'm so incapacitated by falling over, which is, you know, I used to knock my ankles around all the time because it was stupid shoes. And I was just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I never really had to have crutches. And this is a weird thing. So when I went into hospital, this is the first time I've ever stayed overnight in hospital at the age of 52. The first time I've ever had surgery. So the first time I've ever had like a general anesthetic, which is weird. And it's just weird thinking about how old William Hartnell was at 55 as opposed to Peter Capaldi. Because I feel like, you know, I guess that's part of, you know, our society. Like, aging now is, you know, we are all living longer, so people in their 50s are much more spry and physically active, I guess. But I kind of have had this weird, oh, this is going to go to a weird place. I've had this weird thing with my age where For the last year, I've kind of lived in this sort of constant fear of something terrible happening. Because my mum passed away when she was 51, and it was sudden. And I kind of, you know, she had a sister who died at the age of 36. So I just, you know, terrible family history of, you know, early death. So I've kind of been in this weird pattern of thinking that this was, you know, that I didn't have much time left, which is, I know it's irrational, it's stupid, because it's like my dad lived till he was 60. Plus also my mum and my dad were both heavy smokers and had terrible diets and, you know, certainly didn't run anywhere. So it's weird that on my birthday I fell over and hurt my knee, and that's about the worst thing that happened. Because it's like, you know, I guess in my head something terrible was going to happen at some point, you know, after I turned 51. And then I clocked over and I'm like, oh, I got away scot-free. Ow! So, yeah, this is the weird thing that goes up. My head is strange. It's all right. I'm having therapy. I'm dealing with it. don't worry about me. I'll be fine. But, yeah, it is interesting that that William Hartnell feels like such a doddery old man at 55. And I'm like, that's not that old. Like, I, you know, I'm 52 and I don't feel like an old man. Like, I certainly don't feel as old as the people who were around me in the hospital who were all very old men who'd had a fall and none of them could feed themselves. Like, that is something I'm not looking forward to. All right. We'll move on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.